Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Yes, thanks again to Morpheus City Recording for an illustrious and elongated introduction to T.A. Scouting Scoop Radio Show. This is Tony Austin, otherwise known as T.A. Yes, T.A., tenacious and audacious, extremely sagacious and efficacious, never the one to be mendacious, and as you can see, very loquacious in the Central Texas football recruiting game. Yes, this lovely evening here, Tuesday evening, March 22nd, we are now in the spring season, So as you can see, the air is starting to feel fresher. The weather is starting to warm down. We did get some cool weather the past couple of days. But, hey, starting to get warm, and people are starting to dress even cooler for the change in seasons. But we have an outstanding show, an exciting show for you all tonight. We're going to be talking with representatives with the Killeen Area Battalions. These people do an outstanding job working with the young men in the community in the Killeen area, so definitely excited to talk about that. But of course, first and foremost, we're going to start it with some interesting football recruiting or healthy information for our student athletes out there and parents that are listening. First and foremost, Test scores, student-athletes, get your test scores. Those of you all who are juniors and sophomores, make good test scores. Don't just take the test just for the sake of taking it. You need to make good test scores. More and more student-athletes are coming to the realization that if only they took the classroom serious, they would be in much better shape. But guess what? Most of them, they don't find that out until it's too late. I mean, I'm getting seniors still calling me, asking me, what can I do to help them get into a good college, and they still have yet to take the SAT or ACT, and they still are basically looking pretty shabby as it relates to academics. So you've got to walk your dog. Walking your dog, that's TA's analogy for being responsible and on top of your academic business. So please, let's make good grades in those classrooms, guys. Let's make outstanding grades in those classrooms. Don't just pass the class just to pass it, but always give your very best. Just like when you're working out or trying to become a better athlete, hey, use that same energy in the classroom, and believe me, you will definitely be a mainstay on that honor roll list. All right, football camps and combines. Yes, TA is continuously hosting this football camp. It's going to be this year for all linemen on Saturday, April 23rd. And also, for skill positions, it's going to be Saturday, May 21st. It's going to be at Temple Central Texas Christian School, right there off I-35, exit 294B, 8 a.m. It's the time for both events, so please go to our website and register. We're still updating our website as we speak, but you can still register for the event. Just have to get a few things in place on there, but again, go to tascouterscoop.com, get your registration information in, and we'll be sure to get you situated and taken care of. All right, now, as far as football prospects go, if you look at our blog, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, you will see that we've been profiling a random number of prospects that have done really well on and off the field. Just to go through the short list of prospects, just to make you all aware, we have a young man from San Antonio Stevens, Bryce Rivers. Bryce Rivers, a left-handed quarterback or a southpaw, the signal caller. He had an outstanding junior season on the gridiron and is part of a heavy QB class in Central Texas. So in the spring, which is going on right now. He's also a standout on the baseball team, and this guy could actually possibly be a baseball draft prospect. But he informed me that he really does want to pursue football as it relates to which sport he'd like to put more focus on in college. From Killeen High School, we have Rayshon Walker. Rayshon Walker, a linebacker, 2018 linebacker, our number one linebacker prospect for that graduation class in Central Texas, the 2018 class. This youngster, he's long, athletic, and uses good speed to get to the football, and he's still physically growing and has a high ceiling. It has a high ceiling, meaning that it's no telling how good this young man will be as long as he keeps working hard. So those are prospects that I definitely like to see, the ones that are raw and that are still progressing as we speak, but in a huge way. So Rayshon Walker, remember that name. We have a gentleman that's making huge noise. He has double-digit scholarship offers by the name of Tamarcus Davis from College Station High School. This guy's a 2017 cornerback prospect. He's the number 3 ranked cornerback for the Central Texas area in the 2017 class. This young man possesses serious ball-hawking skills and is not shy to come up and run support. So, again, he has double-digit offers, and, man, it is just a joy watching his film. Every time I watch it, it seems like I'm excited each time, like he's actually doing something different each time. But that should tell you how fun it is watching this young man play on the football field. 2017 prospect, offensive tackle, Derek Kerstetter, from San Antonio Reagan. This guy's number 2 ranked offensive tackle for the Central Texas area. He has the size, good lateral movement, and he can bend his knees. He can bend his knees. He's a prospect that may either play tackle or guard at the next level. So keep your eyes open for Derek Kerstetter, offensive tackle from San Antonio Reagan. Going back to the Brazos Valley area of Central Texas, we have a young man by the name of Keyshawn Chambers, running back from Caldwell High School, 2017 kid. Whew, very exciting. Running back, had an outstanding junior year on the field for those Hornets out there, and Coach Bobby Jack Goforth. He is versatile, shifty, he's lethal in space, and is a home run hitter. Yes, again, this Brazos Valley area ball carrier is also deceptively strong for his size. So I love those prospects that are the underdogs, that are underrated, because, hey, TA takes pride in making sure that I make it known who these guys are before everyone else, especially. Okay, going to the Hill Country area, we have a young man by the name of McKinley O'Neill from Dripper Springs High School, defensive end. He's a small-town prospect with big game skills. He possesses the prototype size, being 6'4", 225. And O'Neill can both play on the edge and in the middle of the trenches on defense. So his stock has been slowly rising the more that college coaches find out about this young man. And the young man that we just profiled yesterday that I've kind of been following since the end of his freshman year of high school, he's now a junior, of course, in the class of 2017. Malik Jackson, receiver from Taylor High School. Taylor, yes, located right outside of Austin. This guy has been gradually making noise in the recruiting world. He is both long and versatile with strong ball awareness. Usually this guy has his way with defensive backs by knowing how to use his body in order to make athletic catches. Believe me, he can make those tough athletic catches. So, again, we love profiling these student-athletes on our blog page. If you like to advertise on our blog, feel free to contact us via email at thscoutingscoop@gmail.com. We'll definitely like to profile and help you advertise your business on our site. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and talk to our lovely guests of this evening. So stay tuned. We'll be right with you.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254 983 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
Yes, I'd like to concur. Toastmasters is an organization that helps you to improve your public speaking or presentation skills for both the young and the elderly. It doesn't matter what age you are. Well, I'm sorry. I think you have to be at least 18 years of age to be able to join the Toastmasters Club, but it doesn't matter what age you can start at after that, I should say. So, again, Toastmasters is an organization that helps you to perform really well in front of crowds, and believe me, I would not be able to speak publicly in front of people nor to be able to broadcast live on this radio show confidently had it not been for me having a lot of experience in. All right, without further ado, we'd like to welcome our guest to the show from the Killeen Area Battalions, or I should say the ADN Battalion Society of Central Texas, Mrs. Nina Cobb, and also the young man that's on here, Mr. Sheridan. How you all doing this evening?
We're good. Thank you for having us.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. I appreciate you all taking time out of your busy schedules to come on the show because, again, I'm a firm believer in helping others that are doing the righteous things out there that we can all wash each other's hands and help each other continue to be uplifted in our communities by helping these young people and continuing to build bigger and better business. All right, with that being said, Mrs. Cobb, I want to start with you. I'm going to ask you a few questions before I get Mr. Sheridan involved. Mrs. Cobb, I keep saying this word battalion as far as our listeners out there that are listening. Please tell us, what is a battalion?
Oh, wow. Mr. Austin, a battalion is the oldest African-American tradition of young men coming out to society. It is basically a rite of passage in which young men, they move from one stage of their life to the next, which is basically manhood after their senior year in high school. So it's really just reflecting a positive image of our young men before they leave for school and the different areas of life.
All right, all right. That's a beautiful way of putting that. Now, what made you become interested in working with such an organization of young men, especially, you know, being a woman? Sometimes you get that, you know, people saying, you know, there's no way a woman can raise a boy to be a man or whatever. So the fact that you're taking on, that's not necessarily to say that you're, you know, teaching them become men per se, you know, although I'm pretty sure some of that plays a role, but what made you do an organization like this for young men and not just one specifically for the young ladies?
Mr. Austin, it's not just me. We have Mrs. Dickerson and Mrs. Holcutt and myself. We all had high school young men, and they were even athletes. And with us having teenagers of our own who were sons, we had this common vision, and that was to develop a program that would enhance a young man's high school experience and generate interest for future young men to come and join. We had to highlight and recognize the achievement of our African-American young men, not in just sports and other areas, but in every area. Every young man is important. So we needed to inspire and stimulate their growth in the different areas in which they had interest. And it was just so important. Plus, we were tired of buying tuxedos for them to be escorting girls and cotillions.
Okay. All right. Wow. Such an elaborate way to break that down. And I definitely appreciate you further enlightening us on that. Now, Mr. Sheridan, what made you interested in becoming a member of the battalions?
As a young African-American male, I wanted to learn how to conduct myself better in society.
Okay. All right. And you definitely feel that the battalions is offering you that particular, I guess, roadmap or pathway for you to be able to accomplish such goals?
Yes, he teaches the majority of things like cooking, how to etiquette, how to escort our belles, the girls that we would take to the ceremony. He teaches a whole variety of things that will help us to be successful in life.
Okay. All right. Raising up successful and respectful young men, because we definitely want our young men respecting our women out there. So, the young ladies, I should say. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and finish talking about the ADN, Battalion Society of Central Texas. Stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, that's the Robertson Law Firm located in Houston, Texas. But as you can see, they do work statewide. So definitely if you need a legal assistance, please feel free to contact the Robertson Law Firm here in the Lone Star State. Now, Mrs. Cobb, how long have you been affiliated with the Battalions? I know you mentioned the Killeen area specifically, but also what cities do you all service as it relates to you all's membership criteria? Which cities are the young men from?
Our inception was in 2008. This year will be 8 years and going strong. Our areas range from Carpus Cole, Killeen, Harker Heights, Belton, Temple. Young men within the Central Texas area, we accept them and we're happy to greet them and to the many programs that we offer.
All right, okay. So basically, pretty much most of Bell County.
Bell County, that's it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Now, in our past conversations with you, I've heard you make mention of junior bows. What is a junior bow? And I mean, who are they per se, I should say?
On May 1st at the Battalion, that's our bow review and the coming out of our young men. That night, you will see juniors, sophomores as hosts. They are future senior bows. It's like football. You got to get your grades and stuff together and get yourself on track your 10th and 11th grade year. So when that senior year comes, you're ready. So our bows are in training to be ready.
Oh, okay.
Their senior year.
That's good. Now let me ask you this, just to add a little bit. You said you all have basically been in existence for about 8 years. Has there been a battalion organization in the Killeen area before that, or to the best of your knowledge, or were you all pretty much the ones that provided the inception?
We are the first battalion in the Killeen area. And the surrounding areas, Austin, Waco, Dallas, just all around us, there are plenty of battalions. And would you believe, we knew nothing about the battalion. We were not familiar with it. So once we received the history, the one that most people will be most familiar with is Jack and Jill. It's Jack and Jill of America normally has the personal development experience and the recognition of African-American young men. We are trying to meet those standards so that one day that we will have the association of Jack and Jill. But there are some standards that we meet. And with the young men that we've had over 100 young men to join and be a part of our battalion. And I tell you, there are some great young men.
All right. Definitely. I'm pretty sure those young men appreciate you all for driving them to be the best that they can be, both in and outside of school. Now, Mr. Sheridan, back to you. The fact that you are a high school student, how difficult is it to maintain your grades while being active in an organization that is outside of the school, such as the Battalion, while also possibly being active in extracurricular activities involved with your school?
It can be very difficult. I mean, it's difficult for any high schooler that does this. I know for me, I had advanced classes and also had fine arts. And so there would be some days I have to go out and stay out from school until 8 and still do my homework and still get A's and B's in all my classes. But the thing is, every high schooler needs to hold a vision in their head that will motivate them to graduating and completing and joining whatever career they want to do when they grow up, so they can lead successful lives.
Well, I tell you what, Sheridan, I would not have been able to do that what you're doing when I was your age. So I definitely commend you on that, because not being able to get home until about 8 p.m., hey, I'm trying to go to bed, you know, being that tired. So again, for all of you youngsters out there that are listening, take it from Mr. Sheridan. Hey, no need to be late. No need to be lazy, because there's so much work in this world to do. And why not start while you're young? Why not start while you're young being a huge asset to your community? So I definitely commend this young man and all the other young men that are involved with such an organization. And, man, it's just a beautiful thing to see you all doing positive things and, you know, not doing things that are considered taboo, I should say, out there in the streets or whatever. So again, this is definitely a place for you to help further keep you encouraged and help build your self-esteem. Man, this is really, really good for our young men that are out there. Now, Mrs. Kyle, back to you before we take another commercial break. What community service plans do you all have planned for the rest of this calendar year for this group of battalions?
Community services basically start in January. So when we start getting towards our bow review May 1st, we focus a lot on our evening and our evening events. But there's one community service that we're waiting on the date for. The young men volunteer for Habitat for Humanity. And because of their age, they cannot go out to the housing site and help build the homes. But this year, because they've done such a great job, they have been afforded the moment to go out and watch a family receive keys to their home from the things that they put together and put in stacks for the home to be built. So we're excited about that. It happens this in April. We're waiting for the date to be given to us so we can go out. And I tell you what, I'm excited about it. I'm excited because those young men came out and they gave of their time for that. So it's exciting.
Yeah. Wow, really, really wish that I was driven to do something like that or had an organization like that when I was coming up. So Sheridan, I'm a little jealous, man. I'm a little jealous that I missed out on it. So we're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and wrap it up with our guest of this evening. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stansley, the Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, this is Inspired Design Barbershop and Hair Salon. Check them out on Stanley Loop in Killeen, Texas. Speaking of Killeen, Texas, we're back. We have the Killeen area or the Central Texas area Battalions. Mrs. Kopp, well, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Sheridan, let me ask
yes.
you, let me direct this question to Sheridan. Now, you kind of enlighten us on some things that you're looking to do, but further enlighten us on what do you hope to accomplish by being a battalion, and what are some of your future goals? And once you get good and grown and get out there in the real world,
well, in this battalion, I would hope to learn. I hope to get a better insight on how life will be after I graduate from high school and college. So, not only can I be a leader for my family and children, but so I can be a leader to my peers and everyone else around me. And
okay,
When I grow up, I will like to be an electrical engineer and soon progress on to be a physics professor at a university.
All right. Whew, man, that's a lot of science, but that's good. That's a lot of math and science, and that's good because we need young men like yourself to take those classes, because I wouldn't. Okay, so again, I definitely commend you on that. Yeah, and I'm saying that jokingly speaking, because we should take all of our classes seriously. I hear a lot of young people saying, well, this is not going to benefit me in life. Well, yes, it will. It will in some shape, form, or way. So definitely take advantage of those math, sciences, all the classes that you have lined up on your schedule, and be the absolute best, because, again, you never know when you're going to need it. So, Mr. Sheridan, I definitely tip my hat off to you for already having the insight of what you want to do as you get older, because a lot of people, they don't find out until they get older what they want to do, but that's good that you have a roadmap for wanting to see where you like to be 10, 15 years from now.
Thank you.
All right. Of course, nowadays, and Ms. Kyle, this is for you, nowadays, most youngsters, they aren't raised the way we were back when any adult could correct you for getting out of line or being disrespectful. Okay, so how do you deal with today's youngsters that happen to be in your organization that may have a hiccup in behavior, knowing that that's not your child?
Mrs. Holcutt and I and Ms. Dickerson, we believe in respect. Respect is earned, Mr. Austin. It's just like football. Your talent on the field will speak for you. When it comes to hiccups and character flaws or things that are going on, Ms. Holcutt and I, we work very hard for each and every one of those young men, and we're proud of them. Once we've earned their respect, you should see the respect that they give us. They're not disrupted. Those guys are great young men. We can ask them. We may not like their attire. We may not even like the words that they may use at times. But when we correct them because of earned respect, they give us that respect back. We've never had an issue. Never. My God is a good God. Those guys are good guys. They're not perfect. No one's perfect. They make mistakes, but they're the best in our eyesight. And when you give a young man, I don't care what kind of attitude or what kind of perception you have of them, when they see people trying to give their best to them, then they respond as the best.
And Ms. Cobb, just to further expound on what you're saying, it's a good thing, the fact that you all are women running this organization, because the fact that those gentlemen have your respect or respect you all, that should hopefully teach them how to further respect other women and young ladies in particular.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, that seems to be disappearing in various areas of society nowadays. But, hey, any area where we can plant
but
that
Mr.
seed
Austin,
to further go, hey, I appreciate
but,
it.
But
I'm
just
sorry, go
think
ahead.
About you. But think about you. You came. We have men that participate. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for this moment. We appreciate you for taking the boys and introducing us to Toastmasters. There are Mr. Jeter does financial planning, the Omegas, the Apple, the different fraternities. They come in and they help us also. Again, respect is earned.
All right. Now, Ms. Cobb, the fact that you definitely have a natural high for the Battalion organization, you and your team, Mrs. Holcutt and Ms. Dixon, how do you, young men and their parents, they may not know about the Battalion and may want to join in the future, how do they get in contact with you as far as whatever inquiries that they may have?
They could simply email at ninacobb1985@yahoo.com. That's ninacobb1985@yahoo.com. And we will answer your questions, and then we can send you literature on the Battalion.
All right. Oh yeah, folks. Okay, she's giving you a simple way to do it. It doesn't cost anything to send an email. So again, let's limit whatever excuses that we may have. Give this young lady a call, and hey, we'll definitely make sure we can hopefully add to you all's roster
just by helping to promote your all's organization. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. All right, we're going to take one last commercial break, then we're going to come back and finish up the show. So hold on.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, we're back. We're back with Mrs. Nina Cobb and Mr. Sheridan. Now, Mrs. Cobb, I have to please forgive me for ad-libbing on this. The fact that this is a football recruiting talk show, you're here in Central Texas, and we deal only with Central Texas prospects.
Yes.
I'd like our listeners to know. Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I'd like for our listeners to know out there, or for them to become aware of, is it okay that we make it known that you have a son who's a former Central Texas prospect that's now playing in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm a mom first, and I love my boys, and that's David Cobb, number 23, running back for the Tennessee Titans.
All right. David Cobb played at Ellison High School in McLean, Texas, and also the University of Minnesota. Young man, he has a college degree, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Yes.
He was part of the battalion.
All right. He was a part of the battalion. Yes, ma'am. I want to further expound on that. So you can still make it to the NFL and be a battalion, just so you know, for you student athletes out there.
Yes.
And get a college degree, of course. We've been promoting education this whole time. So I'm sorry. I just had to throw that spill out there for our listeners out there that may, you know, think that they may not have enough time or may think they're too good to join the battalions. But we have a young man that's in the NFL and playing that was once a battalion.
But can I say real quick, we have Corey Jefferson, NBA. We have, we have Chris Hart over in Houston. We have Sammy Clark. We have Loggers. We have some Prevail Hardy, track Olympian. We've had the wonderful, every sport has come through those doors. You know what? You have to have good grades to play a sport, Mr. Austin. I'll never forget Matt Brown. He told me, he said, Mrs. Cobb, when I walk into a high school building, the first place I go is to the registrar's office and I get a transcript because I want to know if I can be interested in this football player. Because if you can't get your grades and you can't go to class and no one can be a good character reference, then how can you play football? Because I need you to have all those things. So that was very important. So.
All right. And like I said, Ms. Cobb, I just had to make that known since we have a bunch of student athletes out there that are probably listening with their parents. Hey, you know, these guys did it, so can you.
Darius James from Harker Heights. We had a lot of football players.
Oh, okay. See, that's even more, an even deeper list. Well, Mr. Sheridan, hey, young man, thanks again for coming on the show tonight.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. All right, and I wish you endless success in all your future endeavors, and we'll be looking forward to seeing your name on one of those websites, being one of the world-renowned professionals. But even if you don't make it, quote-unquote, world-renowned, hey, I'm still proud of you just for making a success out of yourself anyway, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Ms. Cobb, do you have any lasting comments, Ms. Cobb?
Yes. I would just like to say to all the parents out there to please look into the battalion. It's a wonderful time of different high school young men coming together as they look towards their future. You'll be surprised to know what you can learn. It's not being a, the, the great player on the field. It's not about who you are or what you're doing. It's simply about enhancing what you have and being the best at it. So that's
right.
What we would like to do.
Right. Now, as far as those that may not be in the clean area, do they have battalion organizations, let's say like in Austin, San Antonio, and other places that you may know of?
Yes. You can just contact Jack and Jill Battalion. If you put that in your Google search, they will come up with many battalions in this area. In the Waco area, we have some of the ladies here that are in Killeen that work with the Jack and Jill in Waco. So there are plenty of places where young men can become and develop their skills and who they are as they go into manhood. You know what I always thought as Mr. Austin? Breathing life into a young man before he leaves. What better support than to show that I'm showing the world my son, look out world, here he comes. That's how I always felt.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful way of putting that, Ms. Cobb. Parents, again, this is just another way of further helping your son further build on his resume, further build on his self-esteem, and to further introduce himself to the real world before he even gets there, or prepare himself, I should say. So, again, listen to the things that Mrs. Cobb said. Can you give them the email address again before we adjourn?
Yes, sir. It's NinaCobb1985 at yahoo.com. NinaCobb1985 at yahoo.com.
All right. Make sure you contact her. Make sure you contact her. Please don't be shy because, again, like I said, it costs nothing to send an email. All right? Stop by your local library if you have to, but please get in contact with her. Or you can contact me just in case if you need help in regard to that. Well, Mrs. Cobb, thank you again for coming on the show. Hopefully, we can get you back on sometime in the future.
Thank you.
All right. You all take care and continue to be a blessing to those in our community.
All right. Okay. Have a good evening.
Good evening.
All right. For those of y'all out there, again, remember our football camp dates. Our football camp dates, Saturday, April 23rd, for all of our linemen, offensive and defensive linemen. Please feel free to go on our website and get registered. We're still updating as we speak, but, again, the camp is still having legit dates. And also for all our skill position guys, quarterbacks, linebackers, running backs, receivers, defensive backs, tight ends. Saturday, May 21st. Again, this event is held in Temple, Texas at Central Texas Christian School. That's Central Texas Christian School located off I-35, exit number 294B. So please go to our website, thscoutingscoop.com, get registered, and let us continue to help further evaluate your skills and present your name to numerous college coaches around these United States of America. Stay on top of those books, folks. Be safe out there, young men. Be safe. Respect your elders and the young ladies out there. And always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. God bless you.